This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It is the second anniversary of the election of Pope Francis. In 2 years, he's credited with breathing new life into the Catholic Church with a focus on reform. As Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, one priority has been cleaning up the Vatican Bank.
The Vatican Bank was created during World War II to manage the Church's money. But over the years, it became mired in allegations of money laundering and tax evasion.
The reform that was needed was sort of everything.
Gerald Posner wrote the book God's Bankers, A History of Money and Power at the Vatican. He says Pope Francis is pushing to make the bank more transparent.
So far, he's been the new sheriff in town.
The Pope's reforms have put him at odds with some inside the Vatican. And those reforms don't end with the Vatican Bank, says Eric LeCompte with Jubilee USA Network, a faith-based group that fights poverty.
Pope Francis wants the Vatican Bank to be a light on the hill, because he has seen corruption in these institutions lend itself to fostering extreme poverty around the world.
But a relatively new pope in an ancient institution may find that change comes slowly. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.